coming to you from the T-Dawg. From the 6. From the Hollywood North. It is your favorite podcast.
The Cave of Solitude. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Eric Anthony.
And I am the fabulous Lady J.
Or Daphne J. Or anything else?
DJ Symphony.
Or Daphne the Amazing.
Daphne the Incredible.
Which one are we going with today?
Daphne the Fantastic. Today will be DJ Symphony.
DJ Symphony?
That's the one.
I like it. How you doing, DJ Symphony?
I'm here. Represent.
Repping the T-Dot?
Yeah.
Very nice. I am going to leave this episode in your hands. You're going to be the host this time.
What?
Yes. DJ Symphony. You're going to be behind the boards, the ones and twos, scratching and mixing everything. I'm even going to make you edit it.
I don't know about that. GarageBand is going to kick my butt. There's no way I can do that.
Did you hear the news?
What news?
Cave of Solitude news.
Tell me.
Number one podcast in all of Canada.
No way.
I'm 100% sure number one in Toronto. But we're on the come up when it comes to Canada.
Hashtag started from the bottom, now we're here.
Okay. Take it started easy from there, the bottom, Drizzy. Now we're here. Well, we're going to get there one day if we're not there yet. That's all I'm saying. You got to think big. You got to already believe it.
I already know I'm big. Do you not hear my
names? I'm talking about the podcast, not just you, Daphne J, in the world you live in. So what I was saying was, this episode, I want it to be one of our off-the-cuff, wild-card Wednesday type of episodes where we just go back and forth talking about different things. And you had an idea for an episode that things you wanted to discuss on an episode. That's why I wanted to leave this one in your hands. Well, tell the people what your idea was.
I thought of an idea. It was more for a segment. I don't know how much you can do in a show. However, what I thought was, sometimes I have experienced when I voice certain interests and likes to people, I tend to be made fun of. So I thought it would be an interesting concept to kind of rehash, relive certain childhood memories, maybe. Perhaps certain movies that we hold dear to our heart. Regardless of how crappy maybe they may have been. And share them with the world. I think it would be, like I say, I think it's a good opportunity for people to know who's here, who's doing it.
Who's behind the mic.
Who's behind the mic.
What our tastes are, good and bad.
Yeah.
And you also had said, we're going to do two segments on this episode. We're going to do one where Daff, Jay, and I go back and forth with some movies that we remembered in our younger years. Stuff that we look back now that are embarrassing, that we like, but we still like it. And it's probably something that you, the listener, probably enjoyed as well. So we're going to go down memory lane, if you will. But then you also had a really good idea of talking about movies that had really good soundtracks or scores.
Right?
That's a good idea.
I'm the brains of this operation.
You are the VP of marketing. You are the VP of social media.
That I am.
You're gonna even be the mascot. We're gonna put your face on the site. We're just gonna associate everything Cave of Solitude with you. Yeah, I thought that was a good idea because it's a discussion both of movies and music, right? That combination, which is something that we promised to do on this show, but sometimes we don't get around to it enough because reading comics is just too much fun. It's too easy to do shows on that. So this is a good way to combine both of those aspects of our show. So I'm a little bit nervous about this because for the most part, I like your taste in television shows and movies. Usually things you recommend to me, I wouldn't try on my own. But when you bring it to the table, you're like, listen, let's just watch this. I think you're going to like it. I usually end up enjoying it. However, having said that, when you tell me about some of your favorite movies from your childhood, I am perplexed. Because you like some crap.
What do you say? No.
Listen.
No.
So I don't know what's on your list, right? I'm looking forward to hearing it, but I'm also scared. Because some of the things you said, have you ever seen this movie? And I'd be like, no, I've never seen it. I can't believe I haven't heard of it. And you know it. And you like it so much. I got to check it out. And then when I watch it, I just like, really? How did anybody... Anyways, let's get started. So we're going to go through our flashback movies, or throwback movies, if you will.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasures, or even classics.
All the classics. Everything on my list is a classic. I mean...
We'll let the listeners determine that. They might stop listening after they hear you. We might go down to number 5 and get it. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this.
You go first.
No, you go first. You got a list prepared.
No, you go first.
Okay.
Since you dealt my entertainment picks.
Okay, now these picks
I'd
here.
I'd like to see what you come up
the
with.
The stuff that I'm going to pick is not going to be my top favorite movies of all time.
Obviously.
No, I'm going to save that for another episode. These are movies that you enjoy, that you're fond of, that you've watched multiple times, that are very much a part of that era that they came out in, right?
Okay.
But I still like them. I'm not taking any of that away. So my pick, my first pick, guilty pleasure movie, I can't live without it, Weekend at Bernie's.
That's a good pick.
It's a good pick.
That's a good pick. Yeah. There's no shame in that.
There's no... I know... Listen. Yours are the ones that I'm going to feel
what
shame
you
for.
You're going to feel ways after this. Yeah. Don't worry.
Weekend at Bernie's. For those who haven't seen it, it's a comedy with Jonathan Silverman and Andrew McCarthy back in, I think, 88, 89. Two guys working in New York City. They find a problem with the accounting in their insurance company that they work for. Their boss is the one stealing money. He tries to make a hit on them. He gets killed first. They've got to protect themselves for the whole weekend by making sure that he's around them.
And appears
to be alive, because the caveat was when Bernie, their boss, makes the plot to get them killed, since they discovered that he's been stealing from the company, he says, just make sure I'm not around when you kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So they make sure that he's around them all weekend. And I love that movie. I could watch it again and again. I don't get tired of it.
It is a good movie.
It's a good movie. Do you remember when you watched it the first time?
No.
I was little. I watched it with my dad. And I nearly peed myself watching that movie. And the older I get, the little lines that you become used to, like you very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, when Jonathan Silverman is on that date with the character Gwen, and his dad walks into the room, and he's played it off like his parents aren't alive, and he's got like this really nice apartment in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And he snaps at his father, calls him Monroe. I die every time. I don't know why. I love that movie.
It's good.
What's on top of your list? Oh boy.
Well, mine is not a comedy. Mine is a little bit more on the sci-fi side of things. It's an alien movie.
Okay.
It's an alien movie.
Aliens, that's your pick?
Yeah. No, no, not the movie Aliens. It's an alien movie. Because
Aliens is classic for a lot of people.
Well, but it's not my classic.
Okay.
Can I finish my thought here?
Go ahead.
My pick is the movie known as Critters.
Oh, gosh.
Have you ever heard of that movie before? Has anyone heard of this movie before? Okay. The movie. Okay, you gave a synopsis of Weekend at Bernie's. I'm going to give a synopsis of the Critters. Critters are these aliens who roll around. Okay, they roll and they're... And so this movie came out in 86. It's a cult comedy horror science fiction film.
They didn't have horror or horrible?
Hey, I didn't judge yours. I actually...
good.
Okay, let me get back to this. So basically, it revolves around these little monsters, basically, that hijack a ship off of this planet. And now there are these shapeshifters who are basically given the job to go find these monsters, krites is what they call them, to go kill them. They end up landing in Kansas. Like Superman. Superman landed in Kansas. Everybody likes him.
Keep going.
So then they land in Kansas on this rural farm area where this nice little happy family lives, where the mom wears an apron.
It's the mom from E.T., actually.
There you go. And anyway, they just wreak havoc. They want to eat everything, and they have no mercy, and they laugh while they do it.
And there's bounty hunters.
Yes.
From space that are going after them.
That are shapeshifters. It's shapeshifters. Cool.
Oh, sure.
And so while...
worst effects ever.
Okay, for that time, it was actually pretty good. You even said, that's disgusting, because it was so real. So this is happening. The krites are like wreaking all this havoc. They're getting bigger as they eat things, and they actually shoot these harpoon things out of their little bally beings. And what they do is it's poisonous. So as you drop, they come in for the kill. If not, they'll just come after you either way and take you out. And as they eat you, they laugh a lot. It's so good. Okay, and then there's four of them. Okay, and then part two, there's this one time where people try to blow them up because then they, like, put all these hamburger meats in this barn because the town is, like, in turmoil, so they have nothing else, like, better to come up with than to try to, like, blow them up. But they actually protect themselves. They all roll up into a big, huge ball. And when it explodes, everyone's, like, all happy. Spoilers! And then they come out rolling into this big tumbleweed of critters. And then... So as people are running from them, they, like, fall on the ground. And then the next thing you see is just bare bone and blood. And then it just keeps going. And then people are just losing their minds. And while this is happening, this tumbleweed of critters, they're all laughing. And doing this with their hands. It's so good. It's such a good movie. Okay, it's not the best movie, but it's a good movie. It's gonna make you laugh. That's what it's all about. You keep trying to interrupt me, but I'm not gonna take it. I think it's amazing.
Every time you talk about this movie... my level of respect for you goes down a notch.
Listen, that... anyway. Critters, 1986. That's one.
Okay. So, in line with New Line Cinemas, I'm going to go with another classic of my childhood. It's a comic book movie.
Oh?
But not in the way that people automatically think of comic book movies. Maybe it is. Do you guys remember the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Absolutely.
That was a great movie.
That was an awesome movie. You're not picking movies that were shameful to watch. You're picking good movies.
Listen.
This is defeating the whole purpose.
No, but I can't help that I don't like critters.
I'm on no man's land here.
Let me tell you something. That movie at the time, there wasn't any big stars in it, right? It had it didn't have a huge budget.
I had Corey Korgman making the voice, though.
You gotta get your names together. Okay, you were doing this way too much, and you gotta do your research. You gotta get the right names.
I'm sorry, Mister. I don't look up writers and
Corey Feldman.
Okay? Who did I say?
Corey Korgman.
Who's? Oh, wasn't there two Coreys at one point?
Yeah, but it was Corey Feldman. He played Donatello. Anyways,
right? No, what was the other Corey? Corey Korgman.
I know. I don't... it wasn't Corey Korgman, but I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Why are you rubbing my arm?
You're breaking down the fourth wall way too much. Getting back to the good Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yes, right?
Yes. It was really good.
It was a good movie. It was pretty good, close to the comics at the time that had come out. It wasn't
violent. That was on my list as well.
Nice. Very nice. It's funny I mentioned Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because there's a scene. You guys probably remember when Raphael leaves their sewer lair in the first act of the movie. And he encounters Casey Jones, but before he encounters Casey Jones, Raphael comes out of a movie theater, and his quote is, "Where do they come up with this stuff?" He's really upset that he went to a movie and saw a piece of crap movie. And if you look closely enough, behind him on the marquee, the movie he went to watch was Critters. So New Line Cinemas admitted in their other movie that Critters was bad. That just proves my point about Critters. But I love you, so I will give it a chance.
I feel no ways about that. Whatever.
Hit me up with your next one.
My next one, obviously, following along with Critters, is Gremlins.
I give you a little bit more respect for Gremlins, because Critters is just a poor man's Gremlins.
What do you mean?
Gremlins was good.
Gremlins was amazing.
And Corey Feldman was in that, too. He's a little boy.
Which little boy?
He's a little boy in the movie. The little boy in the movie that gets water on Gizmo.
He does not get water on Gizmo. And number one, Gizmo gets water on him by... You're right. I'm sorry. He went upstairs to the attic. He spills water on him. No, they were painting. Doesn't matter. Water fell on him. I remember he was in it. You're right. Good movie.
Gremlins was good.
Gremlins was awesome.
Did you like Gremlins 2?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Each gremlin had like its own little quirky personality. Poor Gizmo.
Yeah, well, I always felt bad.
He was such a worrywart. What did I say?
Worry.
Okay. Well,
get it together, Daft J.
he had reasons to be nervous, that little guy.
Yeah, he couldn't take a shower.
And then when he like saw that things were happening, he would just be so sad. And then they would torture him. It was terrible. Yeah. Good movie.
Yeah, Gremlins.
Makes me sad sometimes.
Oh, brother.
That should be another one. We should do another podcast where we do movies with like special phrases. The phrase that we remember.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, that'll be another segment. Do you want to keep going? Should we keep going?
We've only done two. You want to stop here?
Okay. I'm going to go with... I'll go into Daphne territory and pick a questionable quality movie. But one that I liked tremendously as a youngster because it included ninjas. Three ninjas, good, to be specific. Okay. One phrase that I remember from that movie was the brothers teasing the character Rocky.
Mm-hmm. Which one was Rocky?
He was the one that wore green. He was like the oldest brother.
The older brother, okay.
Rocky loves Emily. Rocky loves... And they had that... They lived across from each other and they had that like... That telephone that he made like a makeshift from his lamp stand, mm-hmm. but they made like a telephone with the cans and the rope going one to the other, and that's how he contacted her.
I don't like, it's been so many years that I've seen that movie, but I remember as a kid I liked watching it.
Oh yeah, I liked it a lot. Yeah. But it was, look, I watched it, say 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I streamed it on the computer, and I was... It was one of those moments where, like, what was I thinking?
Really?
Yeah, it's a kid movie. It's one of those things you look back, like, this is totally meant for kids.
I remember it as being, as like, a cool movie.
Yeah, me too. It seemed like it at the time. But, yeah, I have fond memories of Three Ninjas. It was funny, too. I thought it was funny. It was kind of like a mishmash of Home Alone and Ninja Turtles.
Mm.
Do you remember how those guys came into the house to try to kidnap them, and they had to, like, fight them, and, like, booby-trap the house, and...
Yeah.
Kind of reminded me of that.
And now I feel like watching it.
Let's watch it. What's next on your list?
Next on my list. Now we're not going to get into the action film of our of the genre. We've left sci-fi. We're now going into the action-packed.
I'm excited for this one. This one, I feel you're going to redeem yourself. I feel like we're going to take it there.
Arnold Schwarzenegger made an appearance in this movie.
Made an appearance? So you didn't star in it?
Sorry. Starred in it.
Oh, okay. I'm what did he make an appearance in?
He was all up in it.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Yeah.
This is going to be good. I know what you're going to... I know what you're going with. This is good. This is one of the best action movies. Not appropriate for young ones, but...
What do you think I'm about to say?
What other movie could you say from your childhood that Arnold was in that everybody had seen at some point in time? Like, this is a classic.
So this movie came out in 1993.
Okay.
Anything ringing a bell?
I thought it was 92, but that's okay.
And his co-star was a young person?
Yes.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Last Action Hero.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Everything you...
Did you think I was going to say The Terminator?
What other movie would you want?
Terminator 2, Judgment Day? Not at all. It is Last Action Hero. It was an amazing movie. I stand by it today. I refuse to watch it, however, because I watched it way too many times as a kid. That's my pick.
That was the beginning of Arnold Schwarzenegger's decline from superstardom. Last Act, are you serious?
Hey man, at the box office it made $137.3 million. And it only took $85 million to make.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Out of all the Schwarzenegger movies you could pick, you pick Last Action Hero.
That was a wicked movie.
Again. Respect level. Notch down.
Listen, I'm sure there's a bunch of listeners out there that'll be like, yeah, that was a good one.
Not when you got their hopes up with... he co-starred with a young person. Everyone's like, yeah, Terminator 2, T2, T-1000, Hasta la Vista Bay, all that junk. Like, no.
So, if I may, just give a little tidbit of what this movie was about. Mm-hmm. It's about this teenager named Danny who was magically transported into the surreal world of action film. His thing was going to the movies. I think he was like bullied at school. He didn't really have friends.
It was a cool premise. I do remember that. It was cool.
But he had like this older gentleman, I guess, who was like the movie... What was it, those guys? What were they called? Their jobs where they were just they would make the wheel of the film. Yeah, the projector guy, right? He was much older than him, but he had a soft spot for him, and the relationship was, it was cool that way. So when he wanted to go watch a movie, even if it was just him, he would open up the theater and let him watch the movie. And Danny's favorite action hero was Jack Slater, who was played in the movies by obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger. But he had this magic ticket, and what had happened without him realizing, he ended up being in the movie with Jack Slater, his hero, and everything just took off from there. And then and then Jack Slater and his enemies from the movie came into Danny's real world. And all of a sudden, all the things that Jack Slater can do, like, you know, the Tom Cruises and all these last action heroes that can do anything, that can, you know, they can cliffhang and do all these like impossible things. All of a sudden, Jack Slater can't do that in the real world. He can't punch, a glass window of a car and have it shatter and him not feel pain. All of a sudden, he's feeling real, real discomfort. You know what I mean? He can't just stop right at that perfect millisecond where a car is just about to run him over and him just look at the guy and be like...
So the pseudoscience and physics of the movie world, now he's got to cope with being in real life. Everything's gonna, like...
Are you gonna get all fancy with me, pseudo? I was telling the story about my movie that you're criticizing. That's my pick. That's number trois. No? Two.
I think it's number three. Just stick with three.
Next, you. Go.
I'll go with another Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Schwarzenegger.
How about this pick? Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's also got a young child star.
Oh, let me guess. You're going to do T2?
Kindergarten Cop.
What? That's a wicked movie. That's sick.
High five. That was, yeah. that was a...
It's not a tumor. Yeah. That was good.
That was a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dominic. Oh, and the ferret. Oh, I always wanted a ferret. I did have a ferret once.
Okay.
That's a heartbreaker. We will not talk about it. Okay. Had a ferret. Name was Panchita. But other than that, that's it. That's all we're going to say.
I'm done. Kindergarten Cop. Arnold Schwarzenegger's a kindergarten teacher. Undercover cop. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's funny. It's him in a different type of role, but still kind of being that tough guy cop at the same time, surrounded by kids. If you don't want to see a story of tough guy Arnold Schwarzenegger surrounded by kids, come on, you got to do it. Last one, Daphne J, hit us with number four.
So this one, really, it's our last one. How long have we been going? Half an hour. We'll do this another time because this is fun.
Okay.
Last one. This is a sports film, actually.
I like it.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit in your area of expertise.
Okay.
I believe it came out in 93.
Okay.
And it's also loosely based on a true story.
Huh.
Ready for this one?
I'm ready. I don't know. Let's hear it.
Cool Running. Oh. That's a wicked movie.
Sanka, you're dead?
Yeah, man. Wicked movie.
How many times did you see that movie?
All day, every day. I watched this movie. It was so good. It was funny.
John Candy was in it?
Yeah, he
was.
It was
based off a true story.
Yeah. So it was about, I guess, some runners who were going into the Summer Olympics. It was unfortunate events that occurred. And then one of the runners who was desperate to go to the Olympics thought, hey, we can go to the Winter Olympics. And how does that happen? Like, four Jamaicans in Tropical Island are going to go and do some winter sport. So they end up making a bobsled team. So,
happy ending. If that doesn't make you want to watch the movie, I don't know what does.
It was wicked, man. It was so good. I remember one of the quotes on that movie. When they would, because the Swiss team had like a cheer to get their bobsled, you know,
just before going. Just before they took off.
So then the Jamaicans were kind of falling into that, trying to be like them before they found their identity. Mm-hmm. But once they found it, they had this cheer that they came up for themselves.
How did it go?
Feel the rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Get on up. It's bobsled time. Cool Runnings. And then they would just take off and they would all just bob into the bob.
Into the slide.
And then they just bob along. It was so good. It was good. And it was not the ending you would expect. But it gained
national. It was a true story.
It was a true story. It gained them the respect. The people laughed at them. And it
was the Canadian Olympics too, right? In Calgary.
People doubted them. They were there. I guess there was some discrimination back then, but they held their own and they put them on the map. So it was a feel good movie. And nice. I remember when I watched it, I would feel good.
That is the point of a feel good movie. We're also going to add to your plethora of names, Captain Obvious.
That's funny. I see him on the subway. It's good.
You see who on the subway?
Captain Obvious.
Who is that?
He's from, like, it's like a hotel promo thing. And he actually is a captain.
I just was calling you Captain Obvious.
That's
I
didn't the know. Obvious. Anyway.
Okay, moving along. All right, I got an idea. Let's pick one more, a fifth one, because this is fun. I like going through memory lane with you. And we will do the second half of this episode. We'll save it for another episode.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Fair enough. I like it.
Because we are already at 30 minutes.
What? So time flies by when you're having fun.
That's true. So let's pick one more. I got one more in the barrel, ready to be fired. Do you remember the movie with Fred Savage? And I don't remember. Oh, Christian Slater was in it as well. The movie was called Wizard. Do you remember this movie?
Yes. I remember that movie.
Oh, you suddenly got somber.
Oh, yeah.
So this, people may not remember this movie. I remember it as a kid because it was a movie about Fred Savage had a brother who was a master at video games. Yeah. And he didn't ever really speak. He was very quiet. And so they go on this adventure. They're running away from a guy who is a bounty hunter who has been hired by... His parents are separated. Fred Savage's parents are separated. If I remember this correctly, it's been a long time, so my memory is foggy on this one. But there's a custody battle that's taking place between the mother and the dad, and the kids take off, so they hire someone to find them, and they're on the run from this guy who's trying to bring them back for the custody battle because he's a bit of a creep. But on their way, they discover that his brother, Fred Savage's brother, I don't remember the character's name, but he's like a video game master.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to different arcades, they win money to keep on their trek. They meet these other kids who are video game masters themselves. They have these little battles. He ultimately ends up at a Nintendo video game competition. And what was cool about it, this movie was where they debuted the very first scenes of Super Mario Part 3.
That's right. I remember that.
So that was a big deal. So if you were a kid and you got to see this, you got like... This is before internet. This is in this day and age, you got all kinds of screenshots and previews and
mm-hmm.
advertisements that are showing you things that are going to be in these games. Back then, you didn't.
So that was like the nugget of all nuggets.
Yeah. So it isn't like the best movie, but it was a good childhood memory of a fun kid movie that incorporated video games, and it was a really touching story too.
It was so touching. That's why I got all somber, because then I remembered. And wasn't there like a thing with the popcorn tubs? Wouldn't he like build things with popcorn tubs?
I don't remember. It's been a while. Another movie we gotta watch, along with Three Ninjas. Yeah, it was a good movie.
Anyway, I remember popcorn tubs for some reason. And not Fred Savage, but the one that played his brother was sensitive about that.
I forget. I don't remember.
Anyway, yeah, that's a good one.
Good pick?
Yeah, that's a good pick.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Last one for you, Daft J. Give us your last trip down memory lane.
Have you ever heard of a movie called The Adventures of Babysitting?
Yes, I have.
That's a wicked movie. So, Marty McFly's girlfriend, the second one.
Very good.
The lead in this movie.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah. And apparently it was... taken place in Chicago.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but apparently the majority of it was actually filmed in Toronto.
Of course, best city in the world.
So this revolved around a teenager who, when she was, I guess, stood up by her date, her boyfriend, she ended up getting this gig of babysitting, I guess, her neighbors or whatever. It was two teenagers and a friend. That she kind of fell in her lap, and things went awry when her best friend was in the city, in the mean streets of Chicago, and needed to get home, but didn't have a way for that to happen. So it was up to her to rile up these kids and go to Chicago, go to the city of Chicago and pick up her friend. But on the way there, things happened. There was knife fights. There was... Thor made an appearance.
That I was going to say that because the little girl in that movie wore the Thor helmet.
That's right.
And that was her favorite hero.
That was her favorite superhero.
And I was like, that's so cool that the kid is like referencing Thor. And so I always loved the part where they're in the garage.
Almighty Thor.
And she goes on her knee.
Yeah. And she does the whole hammer thing on the ground.
Yeah. And she offers the helmet to him. She's like, here, this is yours. And he's like, I already have one. I was like, that's cool.
At first he was kind of douchey, and she kind of like, this isn't how you're supposed to be. You're supposed to help people. You're better than this kind of thing. She kind of like had her feelings were let down a bit. But when things kind of changed, she started looking up to him again. So yeah, fun times.
I feel like watching all of these movies now.
You are welcome.
And I think the listeners are going to be appreciative because we threw some things out there. They're going to be like, now I feel like watching that ridiculous piece of crap movie. Well, hey. Not all of them. Critters. Just Critters.
What?
The rest of your picks, I give you props for.
Even Last Action Hero? Oh.
You know what the problem was with that Last Action Hero? Was that...
There is no problem. It's wicked. Hey, man, there was no movie like that in its time. Like, it was very original, I think. Also, just to put it out there, along with that rental, Last Action Hero, I also ended up renting We're Back, an animated movie about dinosaurs. That was also on my list. I know we were only doing 5, but I threw in a 6. That's another one. That's a good one. You gotta watch it. Until next time, folks.
Before we send you off, before Daff J says goodbye, we just want to remind you to hit us up at caveofsolitude@outlook.com or at caveofsolitude.com. Also on Facebook, you can look for me, Eric Anthony. We'd love to hear from you guys. Also, if you're in the GTA, we want you to check out Cyber City Comics. They have a sale every month, a warehouse sale at the end of the month. So check that out. Go on their website, cybercitycomics.com, or go to their regular store and become a member. It's one of the best comic shops in the GTA, and I highly recommend you pay it a visit. So, until next time, I am Eric Anthony.
I'm Daphne J.
And Daphne the Amazing.
And DJ Symphony. And Daphne the Incredible. And everything that's amazing is me.
This is Puff Daddy's sister, in case you're wondering. Thank you for listening, everybody. Take care.
Holla!